A widespread farmers' strike continues in Colombia, where during the past week, protesters have blocked major highways and filled the streets of Bogotá, the nation's capital. Farmers are calling for fundamental reforms in the country's agricultural policies, including the U.S.-backed free trade agreement that they say has had devastating effects for small-scale farmers and rural communities. The protests have drawn military-backed response from the government. President Juan Manuel Santos called up thousands of troops to respond to the protests, and according to human rights groups and witnesses, security forces fired rubber bullets and tear gas on demonstrators. For more, we're joined by Julia Durante with Witness for Peace. The group works in some of the hardest-hit regions for farmers in Colombia. She joins us now from Bogotá. Welcome to FSRN.
Thanks, Dorian.
Strike organizers, farmers, are pointing to the U.S.-Colombia Free Trade Agreement that went into effect in 2012. That was pushed hard by the Obama administration. Since its implementation in May last year, what has been the effect on the small-scale farmers in Colombia?
Well, the effects of the U.S.-Colombia FTA in the last year has been pretty devastating for small-scale and medium-scale producers here in Colombia. As with many free trade agreements, one of the promises kind of used to promote the passage of the U.S.-Colombia FTA would be more jobs and increased exports to Colombia. But the balance for Colombia is not looking so great after a year. The Colombian newspaper El Espectador actually measures that Colombia exports to the U.S. fell 4.5% from May 2012 to March 2013, while U.S. imports rose significantly. And this is also coming in the wake of a number of Colombian laws that were passed specifically to facilitate the arrival of the U.S.-Colombia FTA that really limit small-scale farmers' ability to continue to produce on that level. And then coupled with the flood of cheaper U.S. imports that are coming in, it's pretty much impossible for them to continue to make a living producing things like milk, tomatoes, potatoes, onions, corn, and competing against heavily subsidized U.S. agriculture that's coming in.
Now, farmers have outlined a list of demands, and one of them high up is the renegotiation of that free trade agreement, the U.S.-Colombia Free Trade Agreement. Other demands also include political rights, access to land in rural areas. Can you talk about the provinces most affected by the strike, Boyacá, Valle del Cauca, and Nariño? What are the communities like there?
So I generally work in the Valle del Cauca and Cauca provinces, which are in the southwestern part of Colombia. There's a lot of diversity in those areas. There's indigenous Afro-Colombian as well as campesino or small-scale farmers present. I know certainly in the case of Valle del Cauca, it was traditionally an area that, because it has very fertile land, produced a wide variety of crops. Much of that food production has been replaced with monoculture biofuel production, which is also something that is promoted with FTA and other similar agreements, as well as the Colombian government's emphasis on resource extraction and mining as the key to economic growth. So land that was previously being used for food production is now being used for monocultures like sugarcane in the case of Valle, also African palm and other parts of the country. And so that obviously has a huge impact on food security for those communities and makes them much more vulnerable to different forms of labor exploitation as they search for ways to replace that income.
President Juan Manuel Santos claimed on August 25th that the strike did not exist. That was contradicted by these large protests that came out in urban areas such as Bogotá. There are reports of security forces firing rubber bullets at protesters. What has the response been from the government, from authorities?
The response, I mean, it was interesting, right, because the government was simultaneously saying that the protests didn't exist, but also deployed 16,000 troops from the first day to go out and repress protesters with tactics that have now become pretty commonplace in terms of repressing citizen protests, tear gas, rubber bullets, corralling people, refusing to let protesters move. Largely, the protests have been characterized by really, really heavy government and police repression. And I believe there's actually been several reports filed with the United Nations denouncing the practices, particularly of the riot police, ISMAS, here in Colombia. And Human Rights Lawyer even filed a request to disband the riot police with the Colombian government as well.
And at this point, there isn't an official national dialogue that the government has committed to.
No. They had opened a local table in Boyacá and another one in Cauca, but to date have not opened a national table.
So as the strike continues and has prompted protests in Bogotá and in other places in the country as well, what are farmers saying? What are groups saying about what's next?
I think the big demand at this point is getting that national dialogue table and renegotiating the U.S.-Colombia FTA, the recent EU FTA that just went into effect, FTAs with Canada, with Israel. There really is kind of this like large awareness and push around these policies, and sort of looking at the data that's come out of the last year, but also these processes that have been going on for much longer that have really been devastating Colombia's countryside. And then seeing a lot of resistance now against those policies.
Julia Durante is with Witness for Peace in Bogota, Colombia. She joined us to discuss farmer strikes and protests throughout the country. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.